For my on-scene reporting, we just watched the Royal Rumble. Randy Orton won. What did you think of that outcome?
I think Randy Orton, eh. I wanted Hacksaw Jim Duggan to win.
That was fucked. I can't believe he actually was in it.
It was great. It was great. Yeah, I can't believe every... Well, I can believe it, but I love it that everyone went, oh! For him. And, you know, he puts his thumb up.
Bring us back to Mohawk.
Oh, shit. No, we're not going back to Mohawk.
Bring us back to the
Mohawk was
the
all classic rock.
I usually either go with songs that have a personal meaning to me or songs that have no personal meaning whatsoever. One of those two.
I don't know. I could pick any of the Weezer songs off the first two records, and they would cover my adolescence pretty well. I liked singer-songwriter stuff, too. I liked a lot of that growing up. I mean, a lot of that was because my parents...
Yeah, well, I guess, is there
my
something...
My parents were into Motown, too, though, so, like, I was really into Motown.
Maybe that's an idea, then. Throw me something that I probably don't know, like something I haven't heard.
25 Miles by Edwin Starr.
I don't know
Motown.
That.
Or is it Motown, or was that Memphis? I don't remember. Or anything by Otis Redding? Otis Redding, Tramp?
I was going to say, I don't even know what
those
these...
crazy old songs.
I don't even know what these terms mean.
Those
for,
are
like,
from, like, the 60s, the songs. They're from, like, they're from my childhood. Pick a Weezer song. I would say "Tired of Sex," the first song on
Pinkerton. Yeah, that is. That's nice.
I love that song. I think it's like the ultimate anti-rock song because it's like normally like rock and rollers. Their big thing was like, oh, I'll fuck whoever moves or whatever. And I always thought that was interesting that Weezer did a song that was like about being tired of fucking girls. I don't know what else. I really liked Green Day, Dookie, and Weezer Blue came out the same year. and I bought them both right when they first came out. And I remember fucking my friends and I, like, years later to revisit them all together, we went on this trip to Vermont for a day. And we just listened to those two records, Weezer Blue and
Dookie.
And Green Day Dookie. Both fucking great records.
Yeah, they are.
And I don't know, they're just like anything front to back on those records is just awesome. That's a cool thing, though, that Merritt does. They cover the Weezer Blue album front to back.
Oh, really?
At certain shows. Like, they'll just do it and they'll call it the Meezit.
I remember there was a band in my hometown that did like a Weezer tribute show, and they only played stuff off the first two because the third one was out at that point. And they're like, because, you know, the third one's okay, but it's like when you had a really hot girlfriend, and every girlfriend after that, you're like, it's good, but it's just not the same.
Well, the thing is that Matt Sharp left Weezer, and his other band, The Rentals, I really liked. Do you know The Rentals?
A little bit, yeah.
They have a great song. Friends of P was a big hit for them when they first put that record out. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live was in The Rentals.
Really?
Yeah. They were a great band. I like Matt Sharp a lot. I wish that he was still in Weezer. They'd be a very different band, I believe. But they sort of had a seedy dark side when he was in that band. And not so much anymore.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think the new stuff is bad. I just don't think it's nearly as good, right?
At 4,000 degrees in the Hendry household today, so we decided to record something because this temperate climate of ours really brings out the best in audio commentary about fantastic tracks. McNally asked us about a week ago to record one of these segments, and of course, I should stop saying of course, but yeah. It's the holidays and I have not moved from my desk. And I don't know, Aaron and I just don't have very good communication during the holidays. No. So a week after McNally asked, we're finally going to do it. But we decided on one song between the two of us to make it, you know, more efficient and streamlined. We chose a song that we haven't played on our show yet, which is I won't plug it until the end, but it's Neon by John Mayer. And while a lot of people may not like John Mayer for episode 816, you were right, John Mayer.
The song's still really
Song, and I don't know, I'm just a huge fan of John Mayer, and one run in isn't going to make me completely stop listening to him, you know. Erin didn't think she could listen to John Mayer after that episode, so...
But I haven't listened to the episode, though.
No, okay, you avoided, like, the plague.
Yeah.
But anyway, this song by John Mayer, he does a lot of different versions. He used to do it back in the very beginning. He used to do it acoustic. Now, he moved on in the early 2000s to do an electric version, a big... fat 10-minute electric version. He usually ended his shows with Neon, and now he's back to doing it acoustic, and he changed the riff a little bit, but that's for when we play the song. I think we're gonna play the longer electric version song from his live album Any Given Thursday, which is him live in Birmingham, Alabama. But I don't know, we like this song because of the first of all, this particular version, because of the long, jazzy sort of intro.
Yeah.
It's just catchy off the hook, y'all. And the riff itself is absolutely impossible to play on the guitar the way I do. Because I play a right-handed upside-down guitar. So I play it left-handed, but I play a right-handed guitar. And you have to play the bass notes with your thumb, and unless they go upside down, whatever. Erin knows someone who can play it, but she's an absolute freakazoid, and she probably takes music steroids. This is a song about a girl that John Mayer used to like, but she couldn't ever slow down for him. You know, she was always into clubbing, into the nightscape.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak up, Erin, anytime? I mean, I'm just going to talk through unless you...
Yeah, I know you have a thing with the talking gift of the gab, but I don't know.
You're very good. You're very good at this radio thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm fabulous.
But anyway, we might as well just get it over and done with, because this song is around about 10 minutes, including a mad bass solo from De La and a... mad drum solo by Stephen Chupek. Why are you looking shocked that I know the players in his band?
Yeah, well, he changed the people in his band, and then...
Well, so, I mean...
And how you know the episode number of every single Caitlin Garb?
I'm an Aspie. I do these things. I have Asperger's. But anyway, we'll get to play that track. We're Adam and Erin from Underscore Radio, the long stagnating radio program. Thanks, McNally, for this opportunity.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, so hey there, this is gonna be fucking weird. Okay, so while I was doing my paper rounds, while I am still doing my paper rounds, I was listening to the Keith and the Girl backstage show with McNally and Ian, and McNally kind of trying to start off his... started off his 50th show, and it really got me in the mood for making another segment for McNally. And the previous one I did, and maybe this one is going to be way better, and he's not going to use the previous one, but the previous one I did was I did it from my room, and I just sat down and talked. But this one, I'm actually doing outside. So I'm at this moment walking around, doing my paper rounds while talking to my iPhone. So I might pause sometimes because I'm a bit uncomfortable. Like when, if you are in an English-speaking country, it's probably not weird when you're talking English into your phone or into a headset. But when you live in the Netherlands like me and you normally speak Dutch, people kind of look at you weirdly when you're talking English, and then they start to listen to what you're saying, and then they notice that you're probably not actually speaking to anyone, but you're rather talking to yourself. So I feel a bit uncomfortable doing this, and I might just pause sometimes when people walk ahead of me or look at me funny. But I started this because I was in the mood to talk some music. When I just stopped the backstage show, they were talking about Mike the Intern and that he's not into music. And that's very weird to me, yet I kind of get it, because so like I've gotten into music only like a few years ago, and I'm still getting into music, and that's just because I'm young, and only recently I've discovered more music and stuff that's like goes beyond the top 40. Well, I've only gotten into music recently. So, and that's, I think, also why Mike the Intern doesn't really get why you could be so emotionally connected with certain songs. Because that's my problem, too. I have a lot of music that I really, really like, but I can't really, like, in the way that McNally and Ian and stuff tell stories and, like, connect important emotional moments of their lives with songs. I don't have that yet because... like I've only started listening, like really enjoying and like really getting into music recently, and I don't think I can put it in perspective yet. I think that if I look back to my life in a few years, I can say like, oh, I really liked that song back when I started graduating, or you know, then I can see the connections better. But at this moment, I just don't. I still do really like music, and Keith and McNally were talking about the first album they bought, and my first album I bought, I listened to music a long while, but my dad is a big computer geek, so, you know, he started downloading music for me early on, and that kind of forced his taste upon me, his musical taste, which is like kind of like dance. He's a big fan of Tiesto, which is a Dutch DJ that's pretty popular. And he got me kind of into that genre by, you know, downloading stuff for me and, you know, watching music videos on TV and stuff. One of the fucking earliest songs I can remember myself really liking is I'm Blue. And I don't even know what the fuck the artist is. That's another thing that I'm really bad at is I just don't really know artists that much. But it's this one song, and I think it's called I'm Blue. And it was this music video that was like animated, and it had these blue guys. And what I didn't get back then is that it has a, or the music, with the music video added, it had a double, I said it like double connotation, because it's not only because the guys are blue, but because they are sad, obviously. But I wasn't as good in English as I am now, and still I'm not perfect at it. But yeah, it was this song called I'm Blue, and it goes like I'm blue, da was dee da was die, da was dee da was die, da was dee da was die. And I just, the whole beat of that song was awesome, and just how it started. Yo, listen up, here's the story. It started by the blue woman in a blue world, and all that. And I'll just play it for you, but I think it's actually a song with kind of like a story to it. One of my first, but I'll play that for you. One second. Pidak, alsjeblieft. Yeah, it was a guy, and I gave the newspaper to him.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die. I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die.
Listen,
I'm blue, I'm a dee da.
These are some songs from my friend Matt from back home, who's been on a few ham radios with me. He was in one this summer, most recently. I don't remember which number. He couldn't get his hands on a microphone, so I'm just going to read the email he sent. He said, I've been trying quite a bit lately to find new music, but coming up empty. A few bands have new albums, but as far as new-to-me bands, not much luck. So when you sent this email, I was all like, shit, bitch, I got nothing. So I gotta go with the song that has brought the most joy into my life this week. It is pretty super fruity, but also pretty sweet, and I realize a man with an NSYNC poster in his shower only has so much moral authority to mock me on this subject. I'm a man that likes to dance and have acquired some knowledge about the electronic dance genre, which is a nice way of saying, let's mix disco weird lameness with 80s beeps and synths. So I feel I can give this song the Jenkins seal of approval. It's a song called Half Mast by Empire of the Sun. And actually, we're going to play the song that comes after that on the album, too, just because that is because they go together and they fit cool together. So I'd just like to explain real briefly. This is me now, not the letter. Why I had an NSYNC poster in my shower. Now, maybe I've explained this before, but I feel like this is the kind of story that you really can't explain enough times. So, I don't know. It's a long story. It's boring. I did have an NSYNC poster in my shower. There's really no... What am I supposed to say? I don't know. Somebody gave it to me as a joke. And we had this shower in the third floor of my house that doesn't actually... It's not connected. So I put the poster up and was like, ha, that's funny. But then I forgot about it. And I remember these two dudes... What were their names? Tim and Dwayne. Tim was a big army buck, and Dwayne was training to become a wrestler. And the first time I met them was the night of WrestleMania 18, The Rock versus Hulk Hogan. I feel like I've told this story before, but we were all hanging out, first time we'd ever met, rendezvoused at my house, and then we were going to go watch WrestleMania. And Dwayne goes into the bathroom to take a piss and comes out and is like, man, there's an NSYNC poster in your shower. And I tried to laugh it off, and I tried to explain, but, you know, at that point, you've lost some points. That's just how it works. I didn't take it down, though. I think it's still there, my mom's house. So here's the songs that Matt wanted to hear, which are very, very pleasant, if I do say so myself. Come on now, can we talk about it like we used to talk about? Hotel in the hills with the carousel. Farmhouse in the front, a tractor in the lounge. Oh, I need you. I know. Listen now.
swimming in December, heading for the city lights. 975, we sharing each other, nearer than father. Scent of lemon drips from your eyes. We are the people that rule the world, buzzing in every boy and girl, all rejoicing in the world. Take me now, we can try. We live the adventure, love the summer.
Congratulations, Keith McNally, on your 50th episode of Ham Radio. This is Subby from the Scream Podcast in Melbourne, Australia. Now, I've picked a track for you. It's called Black Bugs. It's by a band called Regurgitator. And I chose it because basically it's a song about video games. And we all know how much Keith McNally loves video games. Keith Courage itself is a video game reference. We've heard about the consoles Keith had as a child. He even trips balls on Selvia and thinks he's in a Super Mario Brothers game. The guy absolutely loves video games, so I thought it would be appropriate. Congratulations once again on the 50th episode. We hope that there's another 50 more. This is Regurgitator with Black Bugs. Peace. We'll be right back.
video game. Then I'll go to myself, it doesn't mean too much. I keep dying and dying over and over again. And now I feel I'm alive, so I'll just pretend. I've gotta remind myself that it's just a game. It's getting harder and harder to get to sleep at night. I think I let them shoot me so that I can die. What's at the end? What's at the end? What's at the end? This ain't a train, no. What's at the end? What's at the end? What's at the end? This ain't a train, no.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Alex from Minnesota. Keith contacted me and wanted me to chip in on this whole 50th episode ham radio thing, so I figured, hey, why not? I just got this new DV cam, figured I'd give it a shot, treat you all to a little music I like. I like all sorts of music, really. The music that really gets me going is rock. I like rock. So I'm going to play a song for you guys, which is a rock song. It's from a German band. Now I say German band, you guys are going to think Rammstein. Well, it's not going to be Rammstein. It's a German band called Oomph. And they've got 10 albums out. I wish I had heard of them sooner, but I learned of them about a year ago. And all their music's good. It's all good. It's good to rock out to. Knowing, you know, a decent amount of German helps to understand the lyrics and get into the music. But even if you guys don't know German, it's all cool. It's just good rockin' music. And, you know, you end up singing along with it, you know, the things that you kind of think you know. It's just like Rammstein. The band's called Oomph. The song's called Augen auf, which is German for eyes open. It's like a play on hide and seek. In the song, they say, Augen auf, ich komme, which is eyes open, I'm coming, which is how the Germans say in hide and seek, ready or not, here I come. I don't know, it's kind of like a, you know, watch your ass sort of song. I like it. It rocks. Yeah, here it is. Oomph with Augen auf.
Stay. ich kurz vorm Ziel. Und ich höre deinen Atem. Und ich rieche deine Angst. Ich kann nicht mal länger warten. Denn ich weiß, was du verlangst. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Augen auf, ich komme. Augen auf, ich komme. Augen auf, ich komme. Aufgepasst, ich komme. Zeig dich nicht. Ständig ruf ich deinen Namen. Ständig such ich dein Gesicht. Wenn ich dich dann endlich habe, spielen wir Wahrheit oder Pflicht. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Augen auf, ich komme. Augen auf, ich komme. Augen auf, ich komme. Aufgepasst, ich komme. Zeig dich nicht.
Versteck dich.
Augen auf, ich komme.
Versteck dich.
Augen auf, ich komme.
Versteck dich.
Aufgepasst, ich komme.
Eckstein,
Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein. Augen auf, ich komme. Augen auf, ich komme. Augen auf, ich komme. Aufgepasst, ich komme. Zeig dich nicht.
Versteck dich.
Augen auf, ich komme.
Hello, this is Ironmonger. Among the silent majority of people who rarely participate in forums but listen to Ham Radio and Keith and the Girl and all that stuff. Thanks to Keith for the opportunity. It's been hard to choose which song is going to define me on Ham Radio. This is my one chance. I got one shot. Anyway, so I was trying to choose. Is it Damien Dempsey? Is it Glenn Hansard? Is it Sidney Bechet? You need to look all those guys up on YouTube, by the way, they're awesome. But finally, I had to come down to this guy. This is Damien Rice from my home county in Kildare, Ireland. A song of love and longing, and it's just freaking awesome. This is The Blower's Daughter.
And so it is, just like you said it would be. Life goes easy on me. Most of the time. And so it is. The shorter story. No love, no glory. No hero in her sky. I can't take my eyes off of you. 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 I can't take my eyes. And so it is, just like you said, it should be. We'll both forget the breeze. Take my eyes off of you. Can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my take my mind off of you. I can't take my mind off of you. I can't take my mind off of you. I can't take my mind till I find somebody.
So Michael, you had a song you'd like to play?
Yes, for when you eventually gonna film me doing my Wii Fit, I wanna use the song Body Movin' Fat Boys Slim Remix, Beastie Boys.
That is fucking good. That's way good better. Way yeah. better than the Beastie Boys version. I love that remix. Yeah. It's way better.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be Wii Fitting to that song. Definitely.
Nice, I'll throw that in too. Yeah, and it's like the Beastie Boys knew that too, because when they put out the video, they used the remix. They're like, yeah, that one's better than ours. Yeah.
I can't even find the original on the internet.
Yeah,
although I didn't search that hard.
It was not one of the best songs. I was surprised when I heard it was a single, but then I heard the remix and I was like, oh, that makes sense. Cool. I will definitely play that. I love that song.
Body moving, body moving. shit.
The sound of the music making you insane.
You can't explain the people that start to laugh.
And like a bottle of Chateau Neuf to pack bomb for like one when I start to rap.
Weenie body rocking,
not perfection. Let me get some action from the back section.
Body moving, body moving. Hey, one sound and the sound so soothing. Body moving, body moving. We be getting down and in a rehearsal.
Lady walking, watching, looking out the window. Kind of creepy. Stop looking out the window, weird lady.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to think of a good song to close this whole segment. And there's actually this, there's these two guys from the Netherlands which make hip hop that, like, is exactly my thing. It's one guy that's really a beat maker, that doesn't really per se have anything to do with hip hop, and he collaborated with this rapper, and they are called Pete Philly and Perquisite, and they are very fucking awesome. They just released an album in late 2007. I didn't even know they were Dutch until recently, and they are very cool. I'm pretty sure that you don't know them because they are Dutch, and they aren't really popular outside of the Netherlands, I think. So what I'd like to play for you now is a song called Mystery Repeats by Pete Philly and Perquisite, that really stands... it doesn't perfectly tell you what kind of hip-hop I like, but it's definitely part of the hip-hop I like. I could have gone with a mashup, but that's not totally original. Here's Pete Philly and Perquisite, and I really dig doing this thing. I noticed that I breathe a lot because in the meanwhile I've been doing my paper rounds. and it's kind of exhausting. I need to walk a lot and stuff and bike and blah blah. But I hope you enjoyed it too. I hope the sound quality isn't too bad, and I'll send it in to McNally, and you know, if he likes it enough, then you're listening to it right now. So yeah, Pete Fillion Perquisite with Mystery Repeats.
Mystery repeats, life got tricks but it treats too. All my ancestry, yo, I see you. Y'all live through me, so I'ma live through you. Continue this beautiful cycle. History, yo, it's fast to enlighten you. How much been decided for you? You don't know, so you just go. As far as you can go, go slow. Hey yo, know this, I've noticed what it is about growth. Separating real from the fake and bogus. Sitting at the dock of the bay like Otis. We just slide through this thing called life. Everything gonna be alright as you stay true to the path that's inside. Mystery repeats. Mystery repeats. Mystery repeats. Mystery repeats. What if I never went and smoked that first cliff? What if I never gave Sam that first kiss? What if I never even heard EPMD? Would you still notice me? What if I never went and heard Kirk's first demo? Gave him a call to the crib. Would I still be known as the fellow? Rolling with a dude with a cello. What if these questions arise as I look in my eyes and I see my own surprise? Wondering what path lies before me. Probably the same as the ones before me. And I'll pass it right down to my seed, a mystery indeed. I'll tell him how I'm proud I be. Go ahead, make history. Mr. B repeats. Mr. B repeats. Repeats. Mr. B repeats. As the newborn starts to breathe, as the widow starts to grieve, seems that Mr. B repeats itself all over. As the newborn starts to breathe, as the widow